for some pigskin fun. I see a Super Bowl season here on ABC. The biggest game each week is there.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys Super Bowl special. Hank Jr., man, I love that song.
Yeah,
I just love it. It makes me think of old school NFL and no crap, no PC anything. It's just real.
Back when you could hit the quarterback.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Exactly.
Don't get me going.
All right.
So I have a dear, I'd call him a son because I call him son. He's my daughter's good friend from high school, Chef Schultz, Andy Schultz. From Four Chefs Catering. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, thank you. And I'm your favorite son. I think that you've said that a couple of times. I just don't want Jordan to know or Alex or anything like that. But I think I am your favorite son.
See, you get that from your dad. Your dad used to pull that crap all the time.
Oh, I do. I do.
Anyway, that's funny. So, what kind of food ideas? Now, Andy is really experienced. His dad's a culinary instructor. Was I don't think he does that anymore. But at Sekia Culinary School,
he's still there.
Is he okay? Yep. I know he's traveling the world and teaching people how to cook yacht food and stuff like that. But
oh yeah,
but
he's still there.
But so you do some amazing stuff and you do a lot of cool simple stuff. But I'm just thinking, you might have a little different twist. You'll have to listen back on the podcast, if you pod the show, to T-Gid's stuffed boneless wing, because Conrad and I were just drooling. Conrad still has a drool spot on his lap.
Sorry.
That was
sounds amazing.
You want to do it, man. It's this guy's crazy. You'd love him. Maybe you can meet him one day, but in heaven. So, cool stuff like that for the Super Bowl, especially if you're going to have a party or if you're going to a party. Conrad, you going to a party?
I'm hosting a party.
You're hosting one. That's right.
There you go.
So, I mean, I think if you're doing that and you're a grilling guy, don't you want to just show up with that stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. What I'm doing like a surf and turf street taco. So I'm taking a skirt steak and shrimp and combining it together and putting it on a small, like, corn tortilla. So I marinate the skirt steak in a chimichurri. So it's fresh cilantro, and then I'll grill some jalapeno, add some lime juice, a little bit of parsley and oregano. So it's like a Chilean cuisine. And then I marinate the skirt steak for about an hour. And then I would throw it on the charcoal grill, or if you have a propane or gas grill, throw it on there. You cook it for about 2 minutes on each side because it's so thin, and then you let it rest.
Okay, time out. What if somebody didn't have a skirt steak? Could you take a nice ribeye and slice it thin and do the same thing?
Yeah,
I think
so. You could have a ribeye as well, or a flank steak, too, if you're looking for a cost savings.
Right, but when I process my cow, I never end up with a flank or a skirt. I know they're doing something with them. They're probably turning them into burger, which would be a shame.
And they probably are.
Yeah.
Because you only get two flanks out of a cow. So.
I would still love to have it. I'm buying a whole cow.
Okay.
So,
You could use a ribeye.
Let's talk about the tortilla.
Or boneless ribeye.
Yeah, let's talk about the tortilla.
Okay.
Are you using one?
No, you want to use two per taco.
And what are you doing with those?
I like to grill them on the grill.
Okay.
Just to get a nice other flavor. Small bite, big flavor.
Because so I got to tell you, I don't like to have my taco disintegrate. And I went to this Mexican joint opened up in Lowell just a couple days ago. And, of course, it's not Sabor Mexicano. It's a different one. And I ordered a couple tacos, and they came in a pool of water, and they fell apart. I couldn't even pick them up.
That's not good. You don't want that. You want it to hold up and everything like that in your hand.
So we'll cover that in a minute. So you're going to use two grilled shells. Would you put cheese between them and grill them again?
Yeah, you can do that.
I love that.
You can do like a fresca cheese, or right. you'll have a mozzarella
or cheddar,
like that,
or cheddar.
Cheddar
or you could do
work.
Some Frijoles. You could do some Frijoles between them, a little bit of refried.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you're doing the steak and the shrimp, what seasonings are you going to use?
For the steak, I use the chimichurri. So I marinate that in like cilantro, jalapeno, lime juice, parsley. You want all those fresh herbs incorporated
nice.
In there and marinate. And
nice.
Then I would take that same sauce, not mix the shrimp together, but marinate that shrimp in the same seasoning. Or you, if you want, you could do more like a cumin, chili powder, fresh garlic, have that in the shrimp. And then once you combine them both, it has amazing flavor.
Hmm. Nice. So you're combining the steak and the shrimp.
Yeah, it's a surf and turf all in one.
So what are you putting on top of it? No lettuce, no tomato, nothing?
I would do a fresh pico de gallo. So
yeah.
Fresh tomato,
there you
fresh
go.
Onion,
there
fresh
you go.
Cilantro, jalapeno, garlic, and add another layer of flavor on top.
And lime.
On top it, you can yeah. add more chimichurri that you don't use in the marinade. You have it a different chimichurri right on top to add a third layer of flavor.
So make a little extra chimichurri marinade,
correct.
Put it on the side. Don't use the stuff you marinated in.
Correct. Yep.
Nice.
Or you could top it with a nice chipotle aioli. So you have chipotle mixed with mayo and fresh cilantro, cumin, chili powder.
Tell us what
drizzle
chipotle is. Tell us what
well.
Tell us what chipotle is.
Chipotle is like a spicy pepper, and it's in, it comes in a can with a chipotle adobe, so you have the sauce and the chipotle as well in there.
Isn't it a baked jalapeno?
It is, and it's more of like a reddish color.
So you could literally roast your own jalapenos. If you're grilling some stuff up, you could throw some jalapenos on there, or a day or two in advance at least. And
yep,
then grind those up. Would you leave the seeds and the capsaicin in there, or would you separate everything out?
Guess. I leave the seeds in there to add a little bit more kick. So if
yep.
you take out the seeds in the jalapeno, then it's basically like a bell pepper. There's no heat to it. So
right.
if you leave the seeds in there, it adds a nice little kick at the end.
Yeah, and technically, it's the fiber that's connecting the seeds. It's not the actual seeds.
Correct. Yep.
So that's cool. Conrad, how we doing on time, buddy?
Got a couple minutes, sure.
All right. So, surf and turf, what else might you do, Andy?
I would do like a stuffed meatball. If you guys did a stuffed chicken wing, you could have a stuffed meatball as
oh,
well.
With what?
You could stuff it with like a blue cheese in the middle. It's
just what
or
I was
you
thinking.
Could do a jalapeno in the middle. Or
jalapeno
like
blue
that.
Cheese in the middle?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Tell us how to make a meatball real quick.
How to make the meatball. I take my ground beef. I take some pork to add more fat and flavor in there. Panko, egg, salt, pepper, fresh garlic. I keep it simple. Keep the ingredients less and it adds more flavor.
So you don't do eggs and bread?
I do. Egg and breadcrumbs.
Egg and breadcrumbs. Some Progresso
yep.
crumbs. Okay. Now, what's your thought on ground beef like that for meatloaf, for meatballs, any of that stuff? My mother taught me a long, long time ago that if you don't overwork it, it'll be more tender.
Because that is true.
Ground
that
meat can true. Actually get kind of tough if you work it too much.
Yep, that is true.
Hmm.
And you can add a little water in there to add the moisture back in as well, too. I've
oh,
done
really?
That before.
Really?
Yep. Just a little bit, a couple tablespoons for like a pound of meat.
So that'll loosen it up a little bit.
It will.
Marvelous. Okay, so maybe some blue cheese, some jalapeno, and then what would you flatten it out and then wad it up kind of like a glumkey or a pot sticker
yep.
or something like that?
Yep, and then roll out the meatball. And then I like to roast them in the oven, or if you want to get a little bit fancy, you can mark them on the grill as well. It just adds a little bit of a different flavor than like a roasted in the oven.
I love smoking meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Great flavor.
Yes. And meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's awesome.
And then
the Andy, I'm going to ask you to hang around for the local section. We're going to go into Conrad's bunker when we're done with this. So can you stick with us?
Yes, I will.
All right. And tell people how they can find Four Chefs.
You can find us on the website at fourchefsgr.com. You can contact us at 616-893-2734. Or our email is FOR4chefs@gmail.com.
Awesome. Hey, we're going to call this a show, and you stick around for the local. This is Chef Andrew Schultz, and thanks for joining us this week.